活在别人。
为什么呢？
Why？
因为当主呼叫他的时候，他正好在渔网。
Because when God called John, he was mending the net.
所以他的职事是渔网。
So his ministry is the ministry of mending net.
马太、马可、路加漏掉了他的补上。
So Matthew, Mark, Luke, whatever they have left out, he would mend.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每次讲到。约翰福音讲神的儿子。
So when we speak of John, we say, oh, he speaks of the Son of God.
讲他荣耀神的儿子。
The glorious Son of God.
好像他一点工作都不做了。
As if he does no work.
我们没有想到。
We never thought.
就是这一卷约翰福音。
The Gospel of John.
要给我们看见什么是工作的本质。
Wants to show us what is the nature of work.
也是这一卷书给我们看。
Also this Gospel.
当我们主在那里做工的时候。
When he is God, the Lord is doing his work,
他怎么对他的工作和他自己充满了拒绝
and how he has this consciousness between him and his work.
这一点非常重要。
It's very important.
你如果刚做工
if you just work,
你对你做的工没有知觉
if you don't have a consciousness to your work,
弟兄姊妹，你不是做主的工。
You are not doing the Lord's work.
你做自己的工。
You're doing your own work.
所以现在你会发现
now you know,
在约翰福音里面有一些记载是完全叫我们没有想到。
In the Gospel of John, there are some accounts that you have never thought of.
我们绝对要讲主做工。
When we speak of the Lord doing His
work, 当然是马可福音。
Of course, it's Mark.
现在路加又加上去。
And we added something from Luke.
但是弟兄姊
妹，
等到马太、马可、路加漏掉的时候，你看约翰就补上。
What Matthew, Mark, and Luke have missed, John has mended.
那约翰补上两点。
John mended two things.
第一点
，First，
如果没有约翰福音的话。
If you do not have the gospel,
尤其是前面第五章
especially the first five chapters,
那么主耶稣在地上的工作只有两年半，不是三年。
Then you would only see two and a half of the three and a half years of the Lord's work.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
每次讲到马可福音，讲到马太福音主开始工作，那都是两年半之内。
If Matthew and Mark, the description of his work is only of two and a half years,
有一年不见了。
There's one year missing.
那一年根本就在他工作好像发达以前的那一年。
This one year was before his work became successful.
那弟兄姊妹，原来这就是他工作的秘密。
This is the secret of his work.
弟兄姊妹，我们太喜欢马太了。
We love Matthew and Mark.
我们忘记约翰福音前面。
We forget the first five chapters of John.
那前面的五章就告诉我们，我们的主是怎么工作。
The first five chapters of John show us how he worked.
他工作从哪里开始
？Where it began.
你记不记得约翰福音第一章
？Do you remember in John chapter one?
主耶稣到了约旦河外的伯大。
When he was beyond the Jordan.
那约旦河外的伯大还跟耶路撒冷伯大还有四天的路程。
The Bethany beyond the Jordan.
Yeah,
yeah.
到
耶路撒冷 From Jerusalem
to Bethany beyond the Jordan is 4 days journey.
So Bethany beyond the Jordan is closer to Galilee.
所以第二天你记不记得就安德烈就把他就把彼得就找了。
So do you remember the second day Andrew brought Peter?
如果他们是在靠近耶路撒冷附近的伯大尼的话，那你看他们最少来回要好几天。
You would know that if they were actually at Bethany near Jerusalem, it would take many days for them to walk.
那么根据考古学告诉我。
But according to archaeology,
这个约旦河外伯大尼大概在哪里呢？
Where is Bethany beyond the Jordan?
就是旧约圣经里面不是神喂以利亚用乌鸦来喂以利亚的。
It is near the brook. Remember when the ravens were feeding Elijah near the brook Cherith?
所以那是很隐藏的地方。
That is a hidden place.
弟兄姊妹，圣经里面讲到门徒。
When the Bible talks about disciples,
以利亚有门徒。
Elijah had disciples.
主耶稣有门徒。
Jesus has disciples.
所以主耶稣应该在哪里遇见他的门徒呢？
So where would he meet his disciples?
主耶稣遇见他的门徒。
Jesus met his disciples.
就是以利亚开始工作的时候。
Is where Elijah began his work.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brother,
很清楚。
Very clear.
如果有人来跟随主耶稣，
if somebody is to follow Jesus,
他所过的生活是隐藏的生活。
He lives a hidden life.
而且他的生活是信心的生活。
And a life of faith.
一开始这几个门徒就知道说是神用乌鸦来。
So from the very beginning, these disciples knew that they were being fed by ravens.
这是头一年。
This is the first.
这是你读马太，当你读马可，你读不到的。
You won't find this in Matthew or Mark.
所以我们知道，刚开始工作的时候，我们的主是在约旦河外伯大尼遇见了五位这样的门徒。
So we see that at the beginning of his work, he met these five disciples at Bethany beyond the Jordan.
然后你看见使徒约翰说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
And then John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
他们就跟随主。
And then they followed the Lord.
稀奇不稀奇?
Is it amazing?
主说, 你们来,
the Lord said, you come to
see.
And the Bible says that at that night they stayed with our Lord.
所以你记得当主开始工作的时候,
so when our Lord began his work,
他怎么帮助这些门徒?
How did he help his disciples?
他和他们同住,
he stayed with them.
我告诉弟兄姊妹,
I tell you, brothers, today people don't know
us
because they don't live with us.
你信不信?
Do you believe that?
如果你不知道你自己打呼打得多厉害,
if you don't know how much you snore,
叫别人睡不着觉,
that you keep others from sleeping,
那你特别来特别聚会刚好把你放在另外一个弟兄姊妹,
maybe at this conference you've been put beside another brother
before.
So he can indeed be the one who lives with others. You can use a magnifying
glass.
You can use binoculars. No matter how you look. Thank the Lord. The very first night they stayed with him, he said, follow me. Did he say, follow me and I will make you fishers of men?
No.
He didn't say that.
他也没有说你来跟从我,你要背起十字架。
He didn't say, follow me and you'll bear the cross?
那都是后来的事。
That happened afterwards.
当你刚刚遇见主的时候,
when you first meet the Lord,
你跟从他就可以。
You just have to follow him.
为什么?
Why?
为主不知不觉要把我们带到生命里。
So unknowingly, he brings us to the source of water.
约翰福音第一章说生命在他里。
Because the life is in him.
他就是生命的。
He is the source of life.
所以主耶稣对法利赛人说,
so the Lord told the Pharisees,
你们读圣经,
when you read the Bible,
你们寻找圣经,
when,
你们查考圣经,
when you research the scripture,
你们以为内中有永生,
you think that there is life.
但是你们不肯来到这里, 我这里来的圣经。
But you do not want to come to me who is life.
所以亲爱的弟兄,
brothers and sisters,
什么叫做工作?
What is work?
工作是生命的灵。
Work is the outflow of life.
明白吗?
Do you understand? The measurement of your life is the measurement of your work. The measurement of your work will never surpass the measurement of your life.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
所以因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
你看见主在头一年,
the very first year,
他是非常隐藏,
it was very hidden.
他是一起床只碰见五个门徒,
he only met five disciples.
然后对他们说, 来跟从我,
and he said, follow me.
然后告诉他们说,
and told them,
你们要看见天开,
you'll see the heavens open.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这些门徒就跟随主,
and these disciples followed the Lord.
让他们是天下一个跟随主的不是,
did they leave everything to follow him?
他们还有他们自己的职业,
they still had their profession.
所以他们有的就回家去,
so many times they would go home.
那么等到这个要到婚宴的时候,
so during the wedding feast,
他们又聚在一起,
then they would gather together.
所以头一年,
so for the first year, yes, the disciples followed the Lord. But they were still very youthful, too young. So you couldn't speak of fishing. You can't give them the work. You can't scare them away with bearing up the cross. That is our difficulty today. The Lord knows how to help those newly saved. The Lord only said, follow me. What's the benefit of following
me?
It's as if you are on earth, as if you are in heaven.
你就是生病,
even though you are
sick.
He is the one who is making up your bed.
所以弟兄姊妹,
this shows,
这就是最早最早,
this is the earliest days of our Lord. And then you read the first
five.
You don't see a great miracle immediately. You see that he met individuals like
Nicodemus.
Samaritan woman, individually. And the son of the nobleman who came to seek the Lord. The Lord already healed him. Just one word. But only one person. And the paralytic for 38 years, it was also an individual encounter. So when he first
started,
his work was one to one. Maybe one to five.
弟兄姊妹你明白吗?
Do you understand?
许多时候我们不做工,
so many times we don't work.
我们做工就轰轰烈烈,
if we do a work, it's got to be with a multitude of people.
一下子100人坐满的,
we have to seat the entire hall with 带着弟兄姐妹。
有的主把你个别一个人带到你面前。
But maybe the Lord brings your neighbor, just one person.
弟兄姐妹，你看，这是我们天然的难。
This is our natural difficulty.
如果下面是小猫三只，其实我们讲不出来。
If we only have three or four in the audience, we can't speak about it.
如果一百个人
，But if there's 100,
你就活过来。
Then you're alive.
如果四百个人
，If there's 400,
你没有口才也变得很有口才。
If you're not eloquent, you become very eloquent.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是我们做工。
This is our work.
但是弟兄姐妹，你能不能做工？
Can you do a work?
你能不能到外面去传道
？Can you preach outwardly?
你要很实际。
You have to be practical.
如果你的个别、你的邻居，你一个都救不来
，If you cannot save a single one of your neighbors,
你怎么讲得见很多人
？How can you build up others?
你能用懂的语言跟他传福音
？You can preach the gospel with the language they understand.
如果他能爱，他能够悔改
，If they are able to repent,
表示你可以结果。
That means you can bear fruit.
但是如果你到一个地方根本连语言都不懂，你说我要去传福音。
But if you go to a place where you don't even know the language and you say I want to preach,
我很害怕神没有打发你。
I am very fearful that maybe the Lord did not.
如果神打发你到远方去
，If the Lord sends you to the far east,
他一定从那个懂的语言的中间开始。
He must begin with understanding the language.
你能不能一个对一个？
Can you go one to one?
一个对几个
Can you one to a little bit?
如果一个对一个，一个对几个
，one to one or one to a few.
你满意不满意
？Are you satisfied?
弟兄姊
妹，
光这样做就做了。
He did this for a year.
那为什么一年
？Why a year?
有一个很重要的
，very important reason.
就是约翰是神打发的先。
John was the forerunner of our Lord.
所以约翰就走在他前面。
So John was his forerunner. Was before him.
当然我们知道
of course,
我们的主是整个工作的中心
Our Lord is the center of the work
这个约翰好像在过程中好像配角
And John is just playing a supporting role
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
不管怎么样他们做一个工作
No matter what, they did one work
约翰的工作跟他的工作是一个工作
John and his work was but one
那既然约翰在他的前面
And because he was ahead of him
他从来不跟越过越
He did not bypass
一直等到约翰坐了监牢了，他才开始工作。才
Only when John was in prison did he begin his work.
弟兄姊妹，这就叫他从苦难里学习。
And that is his learning obedience through suffering.
许多时候，神借着你的成功来限制。
Many times the Lord limits you by through your co-worker.
他圣经还不如你。
He doesn't know the Bible.
他所有程度不如你。
His spiritual condition is not as good as yours.
但是神把他摆在你的前。
But the Lord has put him ahead of you.
你敢不敢？
Are you? Do you dare bypass?
你要说我这样等等到什么时候？
You're gonna say, "Wow, if I'm gonna wait, I'm gonna wait for a long time."
亲爱的弟兄，你没有想到我们的主一等就是。
Our Lord waited for a year.
明白？
Do you understand?
这是有无愧。
This is a workman irreproachable.
他看见不止自己是工人。
He didn't see not only that he was a worker.
他知道许多人不同的。
But others were doing the same work.
他尊重他。
He respected them.
他不敢跑到他们前。
He dare not bypass them.
弟兄姊
妹，
他十八岁到三十岁。
From 18 to 30.
他要看约瑟怎么做，他才做。
He followed however Joseph did.
现在他已经自由了。
Now he's free.
他可以出来传道了。
He can go out to preach.
他就在他工作的过程。
And through his work.
他看见谁是在他前。
He saw who was ahead of him.
也许他比他软弱。
Maybe he's weaker than
him.
Maybe not as good.
就整个工作来讲
，as to the work.
连约翰都说，愿他兴盛，愿我衰。
Even John said, "Let him increase, let me decrease."
但是现在最难的是什么
？But what was the?
我们的主如果失信的话，所以后来你就知道，后来是这个门徒们，他们以为说门徒受浸的人比他们还要多。
And he thought that he actually baptized more.
很多人以为这是很。
Some people thought that.
所以弟兄姊妹。现在你就懂。
Now we know.
我们主等在等。
Our Lord was waiting, waiting, and waiting.
就在那段时间。
At that time.
他很殷勤。
He did a very delicate work.
一个灵，两个灵，三个灵。
One soul, two souls, three souls.
都叫他非常喜。
It made him rejoice.
你记不记得
？Do you remember?
有一次，主耶稣呢就到了撒玛利亚去。
The Lord went to Samaria.
那么就见到撒玛利亚妇人。
And met the Samaritan woman.
那么大家都知道那段故事了。
And you know the story.
那么终于撒玛利亚妇人得救。
And the Samaritan woman was saved.
那么得救以后呢，门徒们就告诉主耶稣，从外面就买了食物回来要主耶稣吃。
And then the disciples came back and bought bread and said for him to eat.
那结果主耶稣怎么说呢？
And what did the Lord say?
他说我的食物就是遵行差我来的旨意，做成。
My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
那弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这就是他的食物。
This is his food.
那么什么叫食物呢？
What does food
mean? 食物是叫你饱足的。
Food is to satisfy.
食物是叫你满意的。
Food is for your satisfaction.
弟兄姊妹，这个妇人
，This woman
没有丈夫
，Didn't have a husband.
她一共有五个丈夫。
She had five husbands.
现在呢，还不是她的丈夫。
And the man now was
这样的这样的得救，你能满意吗？
Can you be satisfied with a saving like this?
如果尼哥底母得救
，If Nicodemus was saved,
太谢谢
，Thank the Lord.
你看他有头有脸
，This is somebody of who had a stature.
他还有学问
，He had education.
位置很高
，His position was high.
你当然满意
，Of course you'll be satisfied.
但是稀奇
，But amazing.
现在居然一个妇人像撒玛利亚妇人
，But a woman like the Samaritan woman.
弟兄姊妹，所以他说。我的食物是什么呢？乃是遵行差我者来的。
He said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me."
那么什么叫差我来的旨意呢
？What does it mean for the will of
him who sent me? 主耶稣不是往加利利去吗
？Didn't the Lord go to Galilee?
普通犹太人跟撒玛利亚不来往。
The Jews and the Samaritans did not intermingle.
所以他们一定从耶利哥就过了约旦。
So normally they would cross the Jordan at Jericho.
然后从约旦河再往北走。
And then they would go north.
然后到时候从一个地方再转过来。
And then they were then turned towards the
west. 他们从来不经过撒玛利亚。
They would never go to Samaria.
但是弟兄
们 brothers and sisters,
就是天然来说
，naturally,
就是他是犹太人来说
，as for a Jew,
他不应该经过。
He shouldn't.
不应该经过撒玛利亚。
He shouldn't have gone through Samaria.
但圣经怎么说
？But what does the Bible say?
主耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
Jesus had to go through Samaria.
这就是差我。
And that is the will of the one who sent him.
亲爱的弟兄们。
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们太放肆，我们太随便。
We are so loose.
我们决定就决定。
When we decide something, we decide.
这里有两条路。
Here's two ways.
一个是约旦河外的路。
One is to go beyond that Jordan.
大家都走的路。
The way everybody goes.
现在神的旨意是。
What is God's will?
一定要经过撒玛利亚。
You have to go through Samaria.
弟兄们，经过撒玛利亚有什么好？
What's the benefit of going through Samaria?
你遇见你就进入吗？
You meet Nicodemus?
你遇见五千人来遇见你吗
？Do you meet the 5,000?
这什么叫神的旨意呢
？What is God's will?
结果孤单的救主碰到一个孤单的救主。
The lonely savior met the lonely woman.
结果在井旁。
And at the well.
你看那个故事就发生。
That story happened.
所以他就得救了。
And she was saved.
所以他说我的食物。乃是遵行差我来的旨意，所以我经过撒玛利亚了。
So my food is to do the will of him who sent me. So he went to Samaria.
但是我做成他的工
，and to finish his work.
他得救了
，she was saved.
弟兄姊妹，他得救了，这是完成了神在我这个旨意。
She was saved, and that was finishing his work.
不管他是尼哥底母。不管他是不是尼哥底母
，doesn't matter whether she was Nicodemus
或者是撒玛利亚妇人
，or the Samaritan woman，
不管她五个丈夫还是没有丈夫
，whether it has a husband or no husband，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，只要做一只灵魂
，just one soul，
只要神的旨意叫他必须经过撒玛利亚
，and the will was for him to go through Samaria，
他做成他的工
，he finished his work，
我们的主满足
，our Lord was，
我们的主喜乐
，our Lord rejoiced，
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
今天的问题在这
，here's the problem，
如果你能救一个灵魂
，if you can save one soul，
你能满足。
Are you satisfied?
你喜乐
Do you rejoice?
但难处在哪里
Where's the difference?
我们今天一定要一百人
We have to have 100
我们一定要一万人
We have to have 10,000
不要忘记
10,000 people
不要忘记
Don't forget
一百个人会来的
100 people might
come 一万人会来的
10,000 might come
如果你能够忠心一个
一个 But if you can pay attention to one and one and one
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这就是约翰福音给我们
This is what John shows us
是在别的福音书好像漏过
It's as if this was missed in the other gospels.
那最后有一点很重要。
And another point.
他遇见门徒是在坡上。
When he met the disciples, it was at Bethany.
叫他来跟随他。
To follow him.
那我们要问他，到底门徒是哪里跟到的
So the disciples followed from where?
但是伯大尼开始了。
Of course, began in Bethany.
最后主要是升天了，他们在伯大尼和主分享。
And didn't they say goodbye at Bethany before he ascended?
所以主说跟我来跟从我。
So he said, follow me.
和我一同上路。
Walk with me on this way.
所以表示有一条路的。
It shows that there is a way.
那只有路，约翰福音告诉我们这条路是什么路。
Only John tells us what this way is.
弟兄姊妹， 如果今天你有机会碰到五个门徒，
if today you have the opportunity to meet
five disciples,
how do you help them?
你怎么做这个工?
How do you do this work?
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
圣经给我们看得很清楚。
The Bible shows us clearly.